Our topic in the month of August at Roselle House has to do with water. And we're here trying to convince you all that we have plenty to use, not enough to waste.
Well, Tom had a quote earlier. What was that, Tom? Beers for drinking?
Oh, no, it's not my quote. It's Will Rogers said, out here in the West, liquor's for drinking, water's for fighting.
Well, that being said, next time y'all cover this topic, you can come back here and call screen, and I will come out there and do the interview.
What's going on back there
behind the glass? I had one individual in particular who was very upset about the whole topic. So, started in the 8 o'clock hour. So anyway, I have caller ID, so I know when not to answer now.
And they were upset because we weren't making the situation dire enough?
Yeah, I went back to the landscape hour talking about grass and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And
we shouldn't have grass in Arizona.
No, and he's from Tucson, so he's really upset that we, we're hogging it all up here. So anyway.
Well, Tom's upset about the same thing.
Well, the CAP goes all the way to past Tucson. That's where we get Maricopa.
Well, like I said, next time you can come on here and talk to
him. Well, sorry you had to deal with aggravated phone callers and listeners. And it's just the fact of the matter is Arizona is in very good hands because of foresight of some folks early in this last century that built the dams, established the CAP. We've got a good water supply.
You know, the former president of the Arizona Farm Bureau, Kevin Rogers, has made a statement. He said, because of the lack of water, we had to think of solutions where people like California took it for granted for years and are out in trouble, but we've got all this grandfathered legislation because we had to think our way through it, where the people just took it for granted, and it put us in a better position than other states.
Yeah, it kind of boils down to you're going to build a city in a desert. I get 8 inches of rain a year. So some forethought went into that, I'm sure.
Well, I've seen plans of pipelines from Puerto Peñasco, taking it out of the Gulf of California. And I've also seen plans of coming down from the Columbia River. Now, if I were going to have my choice, I'll take the pipeline from the Columbia River.
Always go upstream.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that. They're already having problems with the Colorado River and the watershed from there, and that's what a lot of the stuff's been talking about. And in Yavapai County, we don't get any of our water from the Colorado River. It comes from groundwater, recirculation, reuse of water, and it also comes from rainwater harvesting to some extent, and there's a process that we go through where a municipality inside an active management area can go out to and buy retire agricultural irrigation rights and use that amount that the farm was using. They're no longer going to be using it. Then you can buy that irrigation right and that amount of water that was being used and use that in your water portfolio.
How are y'all doing permit-wise up in Yavapai County? What are you having to do? What kind of projects are you working on right now? What's your status for getting permits?
It's getting a lot better in Yavapai County than it has been in the past.
Is it? Good.
Yeah, it's getting a lot better. I think they're striving to get it down to 2 weeks. Right now they're probably hovering at about 3, maybe 4 weeks. And there was up at one point it was up to 8 weeks.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and it was just like, man, it was just killer for cash flow.
Yeah.
But it's getting improved. The city of Prescott's really good. The town of Prescott Valley has always been great, as well as the town of Chino Valley. And the city does a very good job out there, and the county is starting to hold up its own. So it's getting better.
Yeah, y'all's workload is good?
Yeah, right now. Well, yeah, we could always use more.
What are y'all doing right now?
We are finishing up a garage addition, a two-story garage addition for storage up above. We have just started a major addition for a small ranch house out in near Skull Valley, and we're doing an addition there for an art collection room. And then we're doing a series of minor works for kitchen, a couple of baths.
If y'all want to see Tom's work, he's got a great website at renovationsaz.com with a beautiful gallery of the work that he's done. Not only have I always wanted to steal your line, your dream home is right under your feet, but your website is done very well.
Well, thank you. I'll have to get Christina Good. I'll let her know that she's done a great job.
Real quick, if folks wanted to get a hold of you, to care for their second home in Yavapai or Coconino County, or someone from up there wanted to get a hold of you for a remodeling project, how would they do that?
Well, there's several ways. One would be go to the Rosie on the House website and type in my name, Tom Riley, and you'll get to our place. The other place is you can call us at 928-445-8506, or you can get a hold of us through Tom@renovationsaz.com.
Yeah, y'all ought to go to renovationsaz.com. Just take a look at our website. So absolutely some beautiful work. Well, Tom,
thanks
a million for coming down and sharing with our listeners your knowledge on the water supply of Yavapai County. It's a question I just knew you and Prescott and Chino Valley were having some kind of a little water fight up there for a little while, and thanks for bringing some clarity to it.
You bet.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
You betcha. We're going to stay on the topic of water here in the next hour, and we're going to bring in a water treatment specialist from All About Water, our Rosie Certified Water Treatment Specialist serving Maricopa County. If you've got questions, if you're confused about what water treatment is, if you're confused about salt or saltless, we're going to answer those questions here in the next hour. Stay tuned.